on now. Good to have you here. Coming up in the second hour, we're going to take a deep dive into the pandemic in that Wuhan lab where the virus escaped. Quite clearly, that has been the case, and we talked about it here at length on this program a year ago. But we've got a lot of folks jumping on the bandwagon, including 60 Minutes now. We'll get to that in hour number two. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have Morton Klein, National President of the Zionist Organization of America, focused on that lack of support from the Democrats for Israel and for Jewish concerns. It is a remarkable departure from where this country has been in the past. We'll get to all of that. But we start here at the moment. At the podium, Jen Psaki's backup, actually standing there yesterday, touting Joe Biden as the man to stop corruption and waste in government. Remember, this is the guy that just pushed through $1.9 trillion in spending we neither wanted nor needed in an attempt to buy votes along the way. $1.9 trillion for the American Rescue Plan, about 7% of which actually go to American taxpayers and small businesses. So she stands there touting Joe Biden's man to stop corruption, waste in government. Of course, I guess that means she forgot about Solyndra, for example, a deal that cost taxpayers $1 billion or so back then. And there's Proterra now, of course, another so-called green company. But, of course, this one owned in large part by our current Secretary of Energy, the former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. So this time, I guess it'll be okay. But you have to hear this. Bite number five. Check it out.
Plan. So we're going in the right trajectory, right? We're looking at the trend, and the trend is going in the right way. And if you know, this is a president who understands about making sure that we're not wasteful, right? Making sure that when he was a vice president, he overlooked that stimulus recovery package back then, and so he made sure there was no corruption and no waste. And so he understands how this all works, and he has a team that will be on top of this as well.
Yeah, he understands how this all works. Pardon me, ma'am. I don't think that Joe Biden understands how much of anything works, if I may be so bold as to just put it out there. I'm not sure if Joe Biden understands how the toilet works, although we could flush many of his ideas, and it would be more appropriate to do so than to implement them. Not that they're actually his ideas, but for the sake of argument, if they were. It's embarrassing, the things that people have to say in this administration and expect people to believe. Well, and frankly, so many reporters are so lazy. A lot of this stuff does go through unchallenged, unvetted, not looked at in any critical way. Here's another one for you. Here's another example of how hapless these folks are. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, another helpless puppet, who cannot deliver a reasonable answer on the tough questions on the Biden border crisis that continues every day. Listen in to this. Bite six. Go.
Are there no consequences for illegally crossing the border at this point? Because, frankly, sir, it appears that President Biden's message to one and all is that the U.S. has no limits to whom can come, because the administration will not enforce any of its immigration laws. Is that the message? This country will not enforce its immigration laws? And I will let you respond, sir.
No, it is not. And the president could not have been clearer in his articulation of this administration's position, nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The border is closed. Well, that's weird, because every single day we see illegals coming across the border. Every single news outlet that goes down there for more than 15 minutes gets their own exclusive footage of illegals swarming across the border. Earlier this week, I shared with you 40 illegals coming across the border with one Border Patrol agent trying to run them all down. 40 against one. Who do you think won that deal? The border will see more than 2 million people cross illegally this year alone at this rate. It's certainly not closed. And the question is far more accurate in pointing out there is not one negative consequence. There is not any consequence at all for illegally crossing the American border in 2021. I mean, it's basically encouraged. And to stand there and to say the border is closed, it's not disingenuous. It's dishonest. It's lying. It is flat out lying. Thankfully, people in America have figured it out. People in America figured out. I want to get to one more thing here. Because we have such a packed show with such great guests today, I want to make sure I fill in around the edges with all sorts of things that you need to hear and know and understand. I'm going to jump to bite number 10. I don't quite understand this, but Caitlyn Jenner says those born as boys should never be allowed to compete against girls in California or anywhere else. Now, that I believe and agree with. Of course, Caitlyn Jenner, transgender woman. It would be somebody you would think would advocate otherwise. Caitlyn Jenner, a gold medal winner as Bruce Jenner, decathlon winner, United States, 1976. Competed as an Olympic medalist at the highest levels of sport. Says those born as boys should never compete against girls. Bite 10, listen.
What I would do as governor, I would put together a commission. Trans women can compete in the Olympics, they compete in the NCAA, but when it gets down to the high school level, there's no guide rules, there's no rules and regulations how they can.
Yeah.
And trans women who are truly trans, who at a very young age, you know, started proper medical treatment, they've grown up as girls, of course they should be able to compete in girls' sports. But, yeah, some guy who hasn't done any therapy, hasn't done anything, there has to be a review board. I would be the first governor to put together a review board to review each case. Such a small issue. It's like a non-issue that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be surprised if there's 30 trans athletes in the entire state.
But to Dana's...
I'll just leave that there. You do with that what you will. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.